speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, February the 21st, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we've had a lot of things happen in the last 24 hours or so. We've had the Supreme Court unanimously rule on a forfeiture case. Now, this is interesting. Now, they disagree somewhat as to the rationale for this, but this is not really as good a news as you might hope. At first, I looked at this. I thought, are we going to push back against civil asset forfeiture altogether? Because the greatest injustice, I think, about civil forfeiture asset, they took one part of this, which is excessive fines. But the biggest crime committed by the government in civil asset forfeiture is to say that we're not going to wait until we convict you of something. We're going to take your property without even charging you with a crime. Forget the conviction. We're not even going to charge you. We're going to charge your property. That legal fiction that's been going on for decades started in the Reagan administration. And we've had this fiction of U.S. government versus Learjet serial number, blah, 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 or U.S. government versus a $9,000 that they confiscate from a black man who's flying with some cash to pick up a truck and drive it back full of agricultural supplies. That's what he does as a landscaper. That was one of the ones that I saw in the early days. Made me look at that and say, what is going on with this? What is going on when they can confiscate the plane of a guy who has basically got a taxi service and he flies a couple of businessmen with briefcases from the U.S. to Canada for a business meeting? He waits for them as they drive off in their limousine and they come back, and then he flies them back. And when he lands in the U.S., they got the DEA there, arrest the two individuals, and seize his plane. And he goes, what's going on? Oh, well, they were doing a drug deal in Canada, and we're taking your plane because your plane is an accessory in the crime. Like, what? No, no, we're not charging you with anything. We know you didn't know anything about it, but your plane? This is just outright theft with a Kafkaesque spin on it. I mean, it's absurd in the extreme. This is like something that Occasional Cortex would dream of with the Green New Deal. Except this is the raw old deal that we got from the UN War on Drugs from the Reagan administration, along with mandatory minimums and other things like that. So they roll back part of this. We'll talk about what they actually had to say, what was involved here, what the Supreme Court justices said. We actually had the opinion written by none other than the Howard Hughes of the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yes, she was actually allegedly writing this. She was supposedly there in the Supreme Court. Maybe somebody got a picture of her going in or out. She's become very elusive. It's kind of like trying to find Bigfoot, except finding Little Judge. She goes around every place. There she was with the TMZ put out an old picture and said, this is her, which just made me all the more suspicious when I saw that. But we've also had a man arrested who, as we see all over the news reports, we see that he was had a kill list of people in the mainstream left media, as well as Democrat politicians. But there's a lot more to this than you're being told by the mainstream media. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at David Gergen. Got an old video of David Gergen. I think one of Alex Jones's finest hours. Or 3 minutes. We'll put that way, because he didn't have David Gergen for an hour. He had him on the ropes for 3 minutes about Bohemian Grove. And this guy who has been, he is, I don't know if he's bisexual, but he is bipolitical. He's equally comfortable in Democrats or Republicans. And he said something when somebody asked him about his being at Bohemian Grove. He made a comment about people running, these men running around naked in the woods. Well, he was going through a rape fantasy on CNN about Roger Stone in prison. So we're going to go back and revisit Alex Jones, David Gergen, and Bohemian Grove as well. Stay with us. Be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We got a lot of news. We got a Supreme Court decision. We have a guy who said he wanted to start a new civil war. And as we go into this, he's been arrested. He had a kill list. He had a lot of hateful comments on his computer. He had a list of people at, as the press is focusing on it, they're saying, well, you know, this is about Democrat politicians and CNN and MSNBC news anchors and so forth. But they, most of them, especially in the headlines, they ignore the essence of what this guy was about. So let's begin with Jussie Smollett. We've had some black leaders say this guy was trying to start a civil war. We've seen this a lot, quite frankly. He's now been charged for filing a police report. The FBI is looking into what he did because he also sent a letter through the mail that had a fake biohazard in it. That is, not just a joke. It's not a joke when you do something like that. That can get you 5 years in prison. But he'll probably just get a misdemeanor charge on this. The brothers have confessed that he hired them, that they were involved. There's a video showing them getting the rope that was allegedly put around his neck by white Nazi supremacists wearing MAGA caps saying Chicago is MAGA country. But these guys, these two black brothers, who reportedly they were from Nigeria, but now they're saying they're not from Nigeria, so there goes his alibi saying that he was hoaxed by some Nigerian princes. They're not Nigerian princes, they said. They're American citizens. They've confessed that they were buying the mask, the rope. They were being paid by him. Now he has been charged by the police. He's not been convicted yet, so they haven't taken any of his property. But, you know, that's not always required that you get a conviction before they take your property, whatever. We have a Supreme Court decision about that. About civil asset forfeiture. We're going to get into that very important decision from the Supreme Court. It doesn't go all the way through the abuses of civil asset forfeiture, unfortunately. But at least they made the right decision on this particular case, and they did it unanimously. Very interesting. Very rare that you see a unanimous Supreme Court decision. All nine justices, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who apparently was alive and writing this, this decision, maybe there is some footage of her writing this decision, but she and Clarence Thomas disagree as to the basis of why this should be overturned, but they both agree that it should be overturned, that there's protection against excessive fines and so forth. Actually, I agree with her decision over Clarence Thomas. We'll talk about that in a moment. Nevertheless, there's interesting things to see there about where the Supreme Court is and where our government is when it comes to our Constitution and legal traditions and laws that are outside of our Constitution and legal tradition. So we're going to get to that in a moment. But let's get back to Jussie Smollett. Even as he's being charged, you have Fox Television, Fox Entertainment, releasing a statement yesterday saying he continues to be a consummate professional on the set. And as we previously stated, he's not being written out of the show. Well, he's a hypocrite, of course, right? And they want hypocrites. Because remember, as I explained the other day, you know, hypocrite is the Greek and Latin word for actor. It's perfect. And actually, it probably also would refer to Hollywood studios in the Greek and Latin. That's also Greek and Latin for Hollywood studios. It's Greek and Latin for mainstream media. It's Greek and Latin for Democrats in general. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. Meanwhile, we've got a professor saying that MAGA hats will someday be viewed the same way as KKK hoods. And of course they will. Because these people are going to purge discussion and debate. They're going to get rid of history. They're going to rewrite history. They're going to write their own narrative about everything. And of course they're going to make MAGA hats into KKK hoods. They've completely rewritten American history, especially Civil War history. They're in the process of rewriting Columbus is about. You got Kamala Harris supporting Indigenous Peoples Day. Cory Booker saying, well, I'm not quite ready to go there. Get rid of Columbus Day. Call it Indigenous Peoples Day, says Kamala Harris. The irony of that is that her parents are both immigrants. Her mom's from India. Her name means lotus flower or something in Sanskrit. I forget where her father is from, but they were well educated. They came here legally. They were immigrants of privilege, and they hate America. They hate what this country is. And her father was Jamaican. Yeah, that's right. I just talked about that yesterday. So Jamaican and Indian, and they go to Hawaii, and she's born in Hawaii, so she is an Indigenous American. But she hates the rest of us who have had family who have built this country, who, like in my case, have been here for hundreds of years. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's no virtue the fact that I had family who was here for hundreds of years. It's just that she hates what they've built. She hates America. And you know what? My family is Indigenous. We are Indigenous Americans. I make no apologies for that at all. I'm proud of what my ancestors built in this country. Very proud of it. I'm proud of the legal system they built. I'm proud of the economic system they built. Kamala Harris's parents came here because they wanted that. They just don't want the system that gave them the great stuff. They just want the stuff. Russell Means used to say, American Indian Movement, he said, call it the American Indian Movement. Don't say Indigenous people. You've got Europeans whose families have been here since the Mayflower, 400 years. They see themselves as Indigenous. No. Distinguish it. Call yourself an Indian. Even though that was a Christopher Columbus misnomer. He thought he didn't even know where he was. He thought he was in India. He thought he was conquering the country that Kamala Harris's mother came from. It just goes around, doesn't it? Nevertheless, this is the way that they will spin this. You've got Jason Alexander out there coming after President Trump, calling him Comrade Trump. Because over the weekend, as they came after President Trump again on Saturday Night Live, President Trump had some angry tweets about that. He said, this is real collusion. We ought to examine this. He said, it's very unfair. The networks get away with these total Republican hit jobs without any retribution. This is the real collusion. And so then Jason Alexander, who I think he's auditioning for a job with CNN to take to be the understudy for Brian Stelter because the two of them look so much alike. He says, Trump wants to investigate SNL, but not Russia. How does anyone take this small, pathetic comrade seriously? Well, has anybody take this small comrade, Jason Alexander, or his twin, Brian Stelter? Does anybody take those comrades seriously? This is full-on McCarthyism that these guys are into, right? Except that McCarthyism was, they really were exposing how Hollywood worshipped Stalinist Russia, right? They love Stalin's Russia. They love communist Russia. And they have embraced Stalin's tactics. You know, these people, I guess, you know, they, as I said the other day, Hollywood is more Soviet Union, more comrade, if you will, than the Russian Federation is. Only 30% of the people in Russia like communism. Two-thirds of the people want to get rid of Lenin out of Red Square. Hollywood will take him. They love him. They love all that stuff. I mean, just look at the Coen brothers, Hail Caesar. You know, they have a lot of fun with how all these Hollywood writers back in the, it had all of these different aspects of Hollywood. I really enjoyed that movie. I know, yes, it had, what's his name? That actor, you know, the little, the George Clooney, the little communist, but, I look past that. You know, they made him look pretty stupid in it, but, yeah, it had all the different, tropes of Hollywood from the 1950s. And of course, one of the key aspects of it was how these guys were really hardcore communists and how the, especially the writers. And that's what that was really about. But these guys have embraced this McCarthyism as they embrace Stalin's tactics. Bring me the man. I'll find the crime. No due process with them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
to talk about this Coast Guard officer who's been accused of a plot to kill Democrats and journalists, as Politico. There's much more to it than that, however. But before we get to that, I started with the Jussie Smollett situation. Because I think many of us, regardless of where we are on the political spectrum, many of us believe that this is leading up to a civil war. This is being pushed. You know, Smollett is probably desperate for attention. He's an actor. He wants people to notice him, talk about him, and so forth. But it's being used by the mainstream media to hype this division, to hype a civil war. And it appears to be working, as evidenced by this guy that was just arrested. I want to play for you the clip from Naji Ali, his Project Islamic Hope. I don't know. I haven't looked into this guy. I don't know what he pushes. He and I might not agree on anything, but we do agree that this is very dangerous, what he did, and more importantly, what the mainstream media did with his desperate attention-seeking hoax to make himself a victim. The mainstream media is trying to create a civil war. And you got a guy here today. We had news put out. Looks like he's taken him up on their offer, and he wants to start it as well. But again, much more to that as we get into this. But let's play what Naji Ali had to say.
Jussie Smollett must be brought to justice for lying. At the end of the day, we believe Smollett at the beginning. We gave him the benefit of the doubt. But over the last few days, we've seen this campaign of lies by Smollett continue to be unraveled. And that's why we believe Smollett is lying and should be brought to justice for lying to authorities. Also, Smollett could have created a race war. There are many African Americans and many members of the LGBT community who were very upset and outraged by Smollett claiming he was attacked and victimized. So there were some in those community whose thoughts are more extreme. They wanted to retaliate. I'm one of the activists that call for calm and peace, and we're hopeful that calm and peace will continue. But at the end of the day, Smollett claims of being abused and attacked and a victim of a hate crime and racism is nothing but a big lie, and he needs to stop it. So if Jussie Smollett really wants to do what's right, he'll stop lying. He'll stop this campaign of lies, because we believe he's lying. And at the end of the day, Smollett, if he really wants to help, just apologize. Just say you're sorry, you made a mistake, but stop lying. Stop this lying, because Jussie, you're losing credibility. And at the end of the day, more and more people are not believing you. So we want you to know that if you say you're sorry, that we'll support you and forgive you, but you must be brought to justice and held accountable at the end of the day for what you've done wrong, because you put many lives in danger, many lives at risk in the African-American community and the LGBT community. So right now we'll have some more comments.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with him. Absolutely agree with him. Good for him for saying that. You know, J.D. Hayes has said, at no time since the Civil War have Americans been so divided, so full of irreconcilable hate. Who's creating that? Look at CNN. He said, from the deep platforming of conservatives and supporters of President Trump by the social media giants to the endless production of fake news, the perpetuation of hoaxes meant to inflame political passions by the mainstream media, America is on the precipice of open hostility by rival factions. And then he gives a short list that's put together, put out on Twitter by Andy Ngo. Shortly after the 2016 election, for example, far-left hate mongers at the Southern Poverty Law Center stoked fear and loathing after a pro-homosexual Episcopal church was allegedly vandalized with a painted message, Heil Trump. It was a hoax. The church's gay organ player did it. He was only charged with a misdemeanor. Here's another one. A few days after a mass shooting in Pittsburgh, supporters of the president were accused of Nazi vandalism at a Jewish synagogue in Brooklyn, as well as starting fires in a Jewish community. Another hoax. The perpetrator was a gay black man who worked with city council members on anti-hate crimes initiative. In December 2017, Juan Thompson, then a reporter for The Intercept, was sentenced to 60 months in prison for making hoax death threats to Jewish community centers around the country, for which President Trump was blamed. In September 2018, a black woman in Long Island, New York, claimed Trump supporters confronted her and said she didn't belong there. The next day, a tire on her car was slashed with a note left behind that said, "Go home." It was all a hoax. She'd made it up. And it goes on and on and on. He put out scores of examples. Now, what they're hoping is that people are going to look at this, believe it, and of course the media, the mainstream media is pushing all this stuff. The Democrats are pushing it. They want you to believe that. And they want people to push back with real events. Now we've got a Coast Guard officer accused of not just a hoax, but a plan to actually kill people on the other side, hoping that there will be a pushback, further crackdowns, more stuff, more deplatforming, more censorship, more escalation into a civil war. You can do it that way as well, right? You can have a false flag hoax, or you can just go out and say, "I love Donald Trump," and go kill a bunch of people on the other side and wait for them to ramp up the laws, ramp up the censorship, and so forth. And that's exactly what he was looking to do. Politico reports this as Coast Guard officer accused of plotting to kill Democrats and journalists. They said that he was intent on committing white supremacist terror attacks. This is Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan, arrested last Friday. The court filing was just put out yesterday. Some of the things that he wrote were liberalist, globalist ideology is destroying traditional peoples, especially white. No way to counteract without violence. It should push for more crackdown, bringing more people to our side. Much blood will have to be spilled in order to get Whitey off the couch. See, it's the same thing. He wants to have the white side rise up because he wants to create a backlash on the other side. In the same way that a lot of these hoaxers are saying, well, you know, I want more business for my anti-hate crime committee, or I want more attention for my acting career, or I just want to get things started up by blaming the Trump people, and then, you know, we can have a pushback. I'm, you know, put myself out there as a victim, even though it didn't happen, as a false flag. This guy was really looking to kill people, but his intent was to fuel a war so that people would come up to wake up, get Whitey off the couch. He referred to the targets as traitors. People like Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Joe Scarborough, Hillary Clinton's former campaign chairman, John Podesta. Well, I agree. I think they are traitors. I don't think that we need to shoot them. Then we make them martyrs and heroes. And then we escalate this country into a civil war, which is what he wanted. You know, look at some of these other headlines. Yahoo headline, the way they put it out. Coast Guard officer accused of terrorist plot against MSNBC, CNN anchors, Dem politicians, and others. Who are the others? Who are the others? Well, actually, if you look at it, it was finally reported by AP News. The others were almost every last person on earth, according to him. He wanted anthrax toxins to create botulism, deadly influenza. He wanted a biological attack to wipe out everybody. But, you know, we got to be concerned only about CNN and Democrat politicians. That's the headlines we get from the mainstream media because they're pushing a civil war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalist and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I began the program yesterday with a flashback to National Lampoon, lampooning John Wayne, and how he lampooned them back and got the best of them, actually. But, you know, National Lampoon used to be pretty big back in the 1970s. I'll never forget one of their headline articles said, "Earth to end tomorrow, women and children hurt worst," or something like that. Hardest hit. And that is essentially what we're seeing from this plot that they've charged this Coast Guard lieutenant with. The headlines that you see from Yahoo and others, you know, of course, the Yahoo article is now updated with comments from Anderson Cooper, because we need to know what he thinks. Can hardly wait to see what Anderson Cooper has to say about this. But, you know, it says, "Coast Guard officer accused of terrorist plot against MSNBC, CNN anchors, Democrat politicians, and others." Well, who are the others? Well, just about every person on earth. In 2017, June 2017, they found an email on his computer in which Hassan wrote that he was, quote, "dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on earth, wondering how he could get anthrax or other toxins to create botulism or some kind of a deadly influenza." In the same email, he described an interesting idea that included a biological attack followed by an attack on the food supply to kill everybody. This guy is a neo-Nazi. He identifies with the Nazis, and of course, that's what the Nazis wanted to do. They wanted to kill everybody, right? But, you know, if he wants to kill almost every last person on earth, the way Yahoo sees this is, Politico, and Yahoo and others, they all say, well, he wants to kill every last person on earth, but CNN and the Democrats are hardest hit. That's basically the way they put this. And they do that so that they can push a civil war. They're doing his work for him. His whole point of killing these people, yeah, he hated them, but his whole point of killing them was so that he could foster backlash and censorship and repercussions throughout the political system, which is what these people are up to. And so they're going to do it for him anyway. I'm glad nobody got killed, but I don't want to see a civil war. And that's what he wants to see because, of course, he is a Nazi. You know, I was just listening to Operation Paperclip by Annie Jacobson. I really like her stuff. She did a great expose on the history of DARPA and the Jason scientists that were the core group inside of DARPA. Where did it come from? What were they doing during Vietnam and beyond? Where did the internet come from and so forth? This is called The Pentagon's Brain. Well, she's got a great novel. Not a novel. It's actually a historical research. It almost reads like a novel because she does such a great job of writing. About Operation Paperclip, and you read about Wernher von Braun, his Peenemünde rocket center, right, where they've got slave labor manufacturing the V-2 rockets, and this guy's going to the slave camps and the prison camps, selecting people to come work until they die. I mean, they brought these people in. They didn't want them to have picks and hammers because they're afraid they'd use it on them. That's how they started the Warsaw Uprising. You know, the Jews there in the Warsaw Ghetto didn't have any guns, but they got a hammer, one hammer. And with one hammer, they held down multiple panzer divisions for quite some time until they just eventually burned down that entire sector of the city. How'd they do it? Well, they used one hammer. They got guns from a soldier, then used that gun to get more guns and so forth. And then, you know, these people held off these panzer divisions and all these German soldiers for quite a long time. And so they burned them down April the 19th. Just happened to be the same time the FBI did the same thing to the Branch Davidians. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Nevertheless, when we look at what the Nazis did, you know, and Wernher von Braun, you know, it's great, right? Because he helped us to get to the moon. So that type of thing is just fine. That's the kind of bankrupt, morally bankrupt calculation of people like Henry Kissinger and his ilk and the Democrats who supported it as well. Democrats and Republicans, mainstream politicians, both sides, the establishment. They've made this calculation. Quite frankly, you know, you may be looking at this and saying, that's okay. Yeah, I'm glad. You know, we got that rocket technology from Wernher von Braun. It's okay. We're winning. No, we're losing when we do that. We accept that kind of moral calculation. We will ultimately lose because we will become Nazis ourselves. That's the thing that we really have to be concerned about. All these fake charges of Nazism and everything. You know, Wernher von Braun, it's a great parody of him. You know, the rockets go up, the rockets go down. It's not my concern, says Wernher von Braun. We don't care. We don't care about how the technology is used, especially if it puts us on top, right? And now we've got these different things that have been created by DARPA. We've got autonomous killing robots that are coming out. We got artificial intelligence is being used against us. All the transhumanism crap that they're dreaming up. Super soldiers. Surveillance tech. All this stuff. Oh, no, it's okay as long as we're on top. As long as it isn't Huawei that is spying on us. Well, it's okay for our federal government. As long as the Nazis are their Nazis. We haven't really gone very far from Wernher von Braun to 5G smart cities, have we? Just don't let those Chinese spy on us. It'll be okay as long as the American government is spying and controlling our every movement. We'll be just fine. But, you know, this particular individual, I don't think he had the ability to do this these massive biological attacks. But there are individuals out there who do. Alex has reported many times about this professor here years ago here in Austin giving a lecture about how we needed to eradicate most humans and how we could do it with a massive plague. You see people like Bill Gates fantasizing about that all the time. There are a lot of people who have the capability, and that capability is getting to the point where you got a lot of biohackers working out of their garages capable of doing a lot of very, very dangerous things. You know, CRISPR-Cas9 technology has brought it down by orders of magnitude, the knowledge, the technical know-how, as well as the cost involved, has brought it down where anybody with a little bit of technical knowledge can do a lot of damage. Now, I don't think this guy had the capability of doing that. He did have the capability of shooting some people and starting a civil war, and so does CNN and the Democrat politicians and Republican politicians, too. We got this polarizing that's going on both sides. They arrested him on drug and gun possession charges, saying he plans to, quote, murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. The court papers filed February 19th portray an officer who allegedly is a close follower of Anders Breivik, a Norwegian man, if you remember him, carried out two terrorist events in Norway back in 2011. He killed eight people by detonating a car bomb. Then he went on to an island where they had a summer camp for children. He murdered 69 children. This guy was a fan of his, But they're going to make him a fan of President Trump's. That's the way it's going to be portrayed by MSNBC, by Anderson Cooper and CNN, so that they can escalate their war against the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the people that they disagree with politically. They want that civil war badly. He had frequently read the manifesto from Breivik, that murderer, that terrorist. He'd stockpiled weapons, stockpiled human growth hormone. They said on his computer they found long emails to friends about dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on Earth. I think a plague would be most successful. I've got to get off Tramadol, he said. I've got to clear my head, get leadership within the community, sheriff, city manager, mayor, lawyer. Have to take serious look at appropriate individual targets to bring greatest impact. Have to guide my hate to make a lasting impression in this world. This guy's nuts. I don't think that, yeah, he had the capability of doing this stuff. I think he had to be in prison, certainly. Absolutely. I don't think he had the capability to do this stuff. But I think the most dangerous thing about this is the way that you're going to see this used by the mainstream media to attack conservatives, to attack President Trump and his supporters, to attack those
wars
of us who want
are
fire.
Like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks. and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Gerald Celente join us in the next hour, at the bottom of the hour. I'm interested to see what he thinks about the entry, socialist surge, as the mainstream media is telling us, as well as threats to the U.S. to get involved again in Central America. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm sure that Gerald won't either, because he likes peace. You know, he started to occupy peace. Let's give peace a chance. Let's also give these people a chance to throw out their communists, because it only makes them martyrs when we go down and interfere in their internal affairs. Anyway, Gerald will be coming on the program at the bottom of the next hour. Got a little bit I want to talk about in terms of left coming after Roger Stone. But before we get to that, I just want to tell you about some of the specials we got at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we're the tip of the spear. It's one of the reasons why they're coming after us. When Hillary Clinton said, wrote her book, What Happened? What happened? She said three different times, it's InfoWars. We happened. She said before it's an InfoWar and they're losing it. So they've got to find a justification to shut people down. They've got to manufacture it if they need to, or, push this through, but we really do need your help, folks, because they're focusing on us. It's not justified. I don't think this is justified at all, what they're doing to Roger. But if you want to support us, if you want to support free speech, your free speech, your ability to see, hear, share, comment on social media, they really hate that. I mean, they don't like to have a free press, because they're not winning the information war. They're not winning the debate, so they need to silence press outlets that they can't win the debate with. But they don't want you seeing and hearing and commenting either. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil of the globalists. So they shut everything down. If you don't want that to happen, folks, you can support not only your free speech and your ability to see, hear, and speak, but also the free press here at InfoWars. And you can support your health. We've got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of products. Here's just three of them. We've got some specials on right now. We have the new InfoWars Life protein bars introduced last week. They have natural protein. They're packed with fiber. Only 240 calories, but they have 15 grams of protein each. You can find them in vanilla, coconut, or chocolate peanut butter flavors. And you can save right now 40% off if you get two boxes or more. We also have Ultimate Bone Broth. It's an upgrade to the classic InfoWars Life formula that uses ancient super nutrients, modern technology for nutrition. You can get that now, Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, the nutraceuticals, the brain synergy combo of Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force. You can save 50% off of Brain Force Plus when you buy it in that combo pack with our new product, Turbo Force. Again, at InfoWarsStore.com. I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture of the judge who is the Obama judge who is presiding over the trial of Roger Stone. When I saw that picture and it had a logo that was photoshopped all through the back that said Corruption Central. And his point was is that this is a politically biased judge who really has a dog in this fight. And that was cropped. So there was in the original picture, that background there, it had a circle with a cross on it at an angle. And right next it said Corruption Central, and it was all over the back. They cropped that and then said, oh, look, he put a crosshair right next to her head. I was like, are you serious? And you have all of these so-called lawyers and left-wing activists coming after Roger Stone. He made a death threat against the judge. And one of them went so far as to say, and that picture is frequently found on Russian-linked sites. Seriously, seriously. So let's take a look at this story from Breitbart News. Because we've now outed Martina Navratilova as being a hateful Nazi. And you can tell because she's, I don't know, first I looked at that and I thought, is that a crosshair in that picture right next to Martina Navratilova? You know, pull that picture up. No, pull up the one about Martina Navratilova. And you can see that she's got a, looks like it's either a crosshair or it is a nasty Nazi symbol. Can you guys get that picture? Can you pull that up? There we go. All right. Pull that in a little bit. Zoom that in. See that picture there? Is that a crosshair? Oh, no, that's the Mercedes logo. Well, okay, then that's a nasty Nazi symbol, right? No, I mean, the Mercedes is not. They're not. They made cars for the Nazis, but they're not Nazis now. And everybody that buys a Mercedes is not a Nazi. If you speak at a Mercedes-sponsored event, that doesn't make you a Nazi. If you say that allowing men to compete against women in sports is insane and cheating, that's not misgendering. It's not dead naming. It is not hate speech. But of course they can, put it, as such. Yeah, there you go. It's, they were building equipment for them. But then of course, you know, we had a lot of companies, Japanese companies that, built things for the Japanese Empire. Look, that was a generation ago. We're not going to hold them to that. But that's the way that they're putting this here. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And then you have all these people, like Anderson Cooper and others, you know, pushing up this hate, saying that they want, on CNN, that they would love to see Roger go to prison so that he could get raped in prison. As a matter of fact, let's play the rape fantasy of David Gergen, as he talks about that. Let's play that clip, video clip number 3.
Well, you might think that he would consider it, but you would never think he would do it. Because of this act of such utter stupidity. I mean, here he is coming soon to come before this female judge who is an Obama appointee.
So is it stupidity or is it the way that they're spinning
Paul Manafort, his friend, went before this judge. She threw the book at him. Paul Manafort could well die in jail. He's a crumpled man. We've now heard tales, harrowing tales about what's happening to him in prison, how his life has changed, how lonely, how depressed he is.
David
he doesn't
Gergen
see his family.
This.
Roger Stone must also worry that if he goes there, he's seen as something of a dandy. Will he be physically safe? Will he be subject to rape? I mean, it must be a lot of things that
okay,
are going through
hold
his
it right
mind.
There.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
He's seen as something of a dandy. Is this some kind of, is Gergen projecting? Is this some kind of a homosexual rape fantasy that he's had? This is, if you remember, David Gergen, one of the finest moments of Alex Jones is when he confronted David Gergen on Bohemian Grove. As a matter of fact, Roger Stone replied to this and said, these people are demons. Yeah, they are. These are demons who have an all-male club out in the woods. And as David Gergen said, they like to run around naked in the woods. These are demons who perform a mock sacrifice of a child. They call it the cremation of care. You know, mock burning of a child in the arms of an idol out there in the woods. And, of course, David Gergen was one of those people. And Alex Jones called him on this about, I guess it was about 15 years ago. Here's a little clip of that.
In the fall of 2004, while in New York to cover the Republican National Convention, we ran into David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four presidential administrations.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about
a lot of inappropriate stuff. We'll play a little bit more of that clip for you on the other side. Let's hold that for a second because we've got to go to a break. This is a guy who's just talking about prison, saying Roger Stone is something of a dandy. I tell you what, somebody who is something of a dandy in the eyes of somebody like David Gergen or Anderson Cooper probably isn't safe in Bohemian Grove. All those naked men running around, according to David Gergen. maybe at higher risk in Bohemian Grove. Those people are truly sick. Like Roger Stone said, they're demons. They are demons. They are demons. We'll be right back. I'm going to play more of that classic encounter between Alex Jones and David Gergen. That's why they hate us so much. One of the things I love about this job. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
In the fall of 2004, while in New York to cover the Republican National Convention, we ran into David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four presidential administrations.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I'm a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I just respect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just walked in.
I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate it.
You have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
You ever been in the ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
that's right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do your free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen.
I'm sorry. Nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here?
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo!
Okay, hold right there. That's Alex Jones about 15 years ago with David Gergen. As Breitbart points out, is David Gergen one of the far-left network's ancient analysts who's not said anything interesting or insightful in decades? As you could see right there, he's not really up for it. Hire somebody like that to be a commentator. His job is to pretend to be a Republican and then to bash Republicans in the way that his media masters demand. And, of course, he was saying, very similar to what you hear now, with Alex being banished out of social media. You violated the terms of service of Bohemian Grove, didn't you? Going in there, photographing us, dancing around naked, and doing a simulated child sacrifice on an altar, right? Let your child, passing the children through the fire, just like the ancient ceremonies of Moloch. You know, they'd have the holidays where they would worship Ashtaroth, and have their pagan orgies, and then have a lot of unwanted pregnancies, and then they would go to Moloch, the god of prosperity, you know, and get rid of these unwanted children, putting them on the fire of the arms. So they've got that little ceremony there that our masters have. And how dare you bully the elite like that? How dare you violate their terms of services? You know, they're just acting out their little sick demonic fantasies. How dare you expose that and call him on it? You know, these are the people who are coming for InfoWars. Yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about the Supreme Court.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one final note here. On these demonic elite pedophiles. I think this is on Drudge Report today. It's from Wired UK. On YouTube, a network of pedophiles is hiding in plain sight. Videos of children showing their exposed buttocks, underwear, genitals are racking up millions of views on YouTube and millions of dollars for Google. Yeah, they're profiting from that. One of the biggest purveyors of child porn, Google. As they pointed out, comments beneath the scores of videos appear to show pedophiles sharing timestamps for parts of the videos where exposed genitals can be seen. Some of the children in the videos, most of whom are girls, appear to be as young as 5. The videos are also being monetized by YouTube. They have pre-roll advertisements from Alfa Romeo, Fiat, Maybelline, singlemuslims.com. Banner advertising is also there for Google and for the World Business Forum. And, you know, they said, well, you know, we've got to put, we got to demonetize that. First inkling that I got that they were coming after me on YouTube. You know, we had this broadcast on YouTube for, I guess, about the first 9 months or so that we were operating. And a couple of months before they deplatformed InfoWars altogether, I also took everything off on this show, you know, that 12-hour period where all the big Silicon censors moved against InfoWars in concert. All did it together. Twitter, somehow you didn't get the memo. Jack got the memo eventually. He said, well, they didn't violate our rules, but we'll change the rules. And he did. And then he took Alex Jones down for having the audacity to confront Marco Rubio about not doing anything about censorship. You know, I had a little show trial there. Marco Rubio was running the show trial, asking people questions, but he wasn't going to ask him anything about deplatforming Alex, and pretended he didn't know who Alex was, just like David Gergen pretended he didn't know who Alex was. David Gergen maybe was telling the truth. I mean, David Gergen's not too bright. Marco Rubio is having a hearing about internet censorship. And everybody, it was a couple of weeks after that happened, everybody everywhere was talking about it. As I've said before, I went to a conference where I was speaking. I met a guy from Spain, barely spoke English. When I said something about Alex Jones, he goes, I know Alex Jones. You know, he heard about it. Everybody knew about it. Man, not little Marco. He said, I don't know anything about your website. Well, if you don't know who he is, how do you know he's got a website? Nevertheless, you know, because of that, because Alex confronted the so-called reporter, Oliver Darcy, little hatchet job, trying to cut down the First Amendment, confronted him on his persecution of InfoWars. Oh, that was bullying. It's not bullying when Oliver Darcy and CNN do it. No, it's bullying if you confront them on their bullying. That's bullying. The hate speech is speech that they hate. Anyway, you know, we see that type of thing happening. I got an inkling that that was going to happen to me about a month before it happened. I got this thing from them, said, we have manually reviewed your video, and that particular video is not available for monetizing. Really? Seriously? And I asked the guys here, I said, are you monetizing any of my stuff? No, we're not monetizing it on YouTube. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Why did they say that it was manually reviewed? And so then I said, all right, let's try monetizing it. So they tried monetizing it, and every single video we'd put up, they would flag it. They don't flag the pedophile videos, do they? YouTube doesn't flag those. They're not concerned about that content. They're concerned about political content. They don't want people who criticize the surveillance state. They don't want people who criticize the globalists. They don't want people who criticize big pharmaceutical companies. They want to take out conservatives, libertarians. And it's not just conservatives and libertarians. They took out people on the left who criticized NATO and these regime change wars. They took 800 of them out 2 months after they pulled the plug on us. And even as I put up other sites, they pulled my site down right away. So they were all over us. Maybe that's why all these pedophile videos got through, because they're so busy trying to censor political speech, they don't care about pedophile videos. YouTube says it's 99% effective, but ensuring that adverts only appear on appropriate content. Well, no, because they're too busy censoring us. They said, however, Wired in their investigation said, with a blank YouTube account and a couple of quick searches, hundreds of videos that were seemingly popular with pedophiles surfaced, and they were being recommended by YouTube. Now, they've gone, you know, besides just completely deplatforming us, they've been out there saying, we're not going to recommend videos that are about anti-vaccines or anything that we consider to be a conspiracy theory. We don't like, you know, you start talking about how they got false flag operations to push regime change. Oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, they love the conspiracy theory about, from Bob Mueller, about President Trump and Russians. And of course, for 3 years, they've not only not produced any evidence for that conspiracy theory, but it's been completely debunked. We've debunked it for 3 years. They'll push that. They'll recommend that. And they'll recommend pedophile videos, but they will purge any anti-vaccine videos. They'll purge any quote-unquote conservative or anti-globalist videos, anti-war videos, anything that's against the military-industrial complex, NATO's wars, regime change. They said, worse still, says Wired magazine, YouTube doesn't just recommend you watch more videos of children innocently playing. Its algorithms specifically suggest videos that are seemingly popular with other pedophiles, most of which have hundreds of thousands of views and dozens of disturbing contents. And many of those also include pre-roll advertising. Because, you know, what's the point of YouTube being a porn site for pedophiles if they don't make money out of it, right? Well, I'm sure that they've got a social agenda in that as well. In one monetized video with 410,300 views, they said, I'm not going to read you the description of it. But it is also accompanied by adverts for Fiat and a company called Shenyang. I don't know what that is. View numbers measure in the tens and hundreds of thousands, with some clocking up millions of views. So I have a question. Do we have to explain to Sundar Pichai why it may be acceptable in the country that he comes from, but we don't do this kind of stuff in our country? It's not acceptable. I know they use these globalists, these foreigners. They are made men for the establishment mafia. They come in, they get venture capital funding from companies that have their boards filled with CIA and NSA. The CIA's got their venture capital firm, Incutel. They made these Silicon billionaires, and now they're doing this to our country. They're destroying our Bill of Rights. They're destroying our children. They're corrupting our country, turning it into Sodom and Gomorrah worse. Just explain to these people. That's not the way we do it in our country. But that's the way the Democrats roll. In Colorado, it is now legal to defecate and urinate on the sidewalks. Is there any limit to the filth, literal and spiritual, that these Democrats want to inflict on this country? Take a look at the places like Detroit, San Francisco, L.A., and now you can add to that list another Democrat-controlled place, Denver, Colorado, decriminalized public defecation. Denver City Council unanimously decriminalized the offense of people defecating as well as public panhandling. But you know what we got to be worried about? We got to be worried about satire pieces, political commentary. You can't call a judge corrupt. You can't even point out the conflict of interest. And in Folsom College in California, they are in crisis mode. Some anonymous student put up a picture of Pepe, and they're going crazy. So it's not only not okay to be white, it's not okay to be Pepe either. The college president there said this was next to a poster that used the term free speech rally. They said to use the word term free speech, that's a dog whistle for fascists. Yeah, because as I said before, Antifa is really anti-First Amendment. That's why they think a free speech rally is a dog whistle for fascists. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Gerald Celinci joining us in the next segment. I want to take a quick look here at the Supreme Court decision, a unanimous decision. That's very rare. The unanimous decision curbed the power of local governments to seize private property. This came out yesterday, Wednesday, 9-0 decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the majority opinion saying, allegedly, I'm sure that she's there now. Protection against excessive fines have been a constant shield throughout Anglo-American history for good reason. Such fines undermine other liberties. They can be used, for example, to retaliate against or chill the speech of political enemies. Oh, you mean like internet censorship too, yeah. They can also be employed not in the service of penal purposes, but as a source of revenue. Now, this particular case is one that I've talked about before here on this program. It's a $42,000 Land Rover was seized from a man after he pled guilty to a crime. The crime had a maximum fine of $10,000. But they took his $42,000 Land Rover. Why? Because they could. Right? And there's no limit on the power of what they can do. Now, this only affects a small part of the problem with civil asset forfeiture, the excessive fine portion. Because the other part of this is that by calling it a civil asset forfeiture, by saying it's civil, they're saying you violated a rule, not a law. Not true. But that legal fiction, we're using that legal fiction, the DEA or the local police or the Department of Justice or the EPA or the IRS says, oh, you violated a rule. Therefore, you don't have the presumption of innocence. Because if it was a law that was passed by your elected representatives, you would have the presumption of innocence. You would have due process and so forth. You don't get any of that because you violated a rule. So this is a civil action conducted by a bureaucracy. So you have none of the Bill of Rights apply to you, they say. And that's the legal fiction that has been metastasizing like a Kafkaesque cancer throughout our country for quite some time. Clarence Thomas reached the same conclusion as Ginsburg, disagreed with the rationale. He didn't quote the Eighth Amendment, which he did. But he said, I would say this comes from the 14th Amendment. I cannot agree with the route that the court takes to reach this conclusion. I would hold that the right to be free from excessive fines is one of the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States protected by the 14th Amendment. Now, clearly, the Eighth Amendment bans this. Perhaps what he's saying is the 14th Amendment, that the Eighth Amendment was maybe a prohibition on the federal government doing this, and that the 14th Amendment would prohibit it for state and local governments to do it. The Eighth Amendment says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. So I'm thinking that perhaps Clarence Thomas, in invoking the 14th Amendment, is saying that the Bill of Rights are prohibitions on Congress. And I think that's true. But we can certainly support the extension of liberty in other areas. You know, when we look at this, one of the things that I find troubling is the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg quoted English common law, or actually the Magna Carta and the English Bill of Rights. I don't like the idea, even when you get the right answer. Now, I'm one of those, if I was teaching math, I would say, you got to show me your work and how you got here. Otherwise, I'm going to mark it wrong. I think it is wrong to go back to the English Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta. Here's where those were valuable. I've heard a lot of Christian preachers say, you know, the American Revolution was not justified because it was a revolt against legitimate authority. And I say, no, it wasn't. The people who had rebelled against legitimate authority were the English king and his supporters because they had violated the Magna Carta and the English Bill of Rights. And that was really what they were alluding to, what Jefferson was alluding to in the Declaration of Independence. He said, we create governments to protect our rights, and when the government becomes destructive of that, we have the power to alter or abolish that government. That's what they did when the the peers of the realm, the king's peers, came to him and said, we're not going to have an absolute monarch. That was never a system of government that we've had before. We're not going to allow you to establish that. They made him sign the Magna Carta at Runnymede. And then subsequent kings violated that. And said, no, we'll do whatever we want, and you won't have any representation. And now that's what our bureaucracies have done. We not only have taxation without representation, we have legislation without representation. They call it a rule, and they say that we don't have any due process. And the federal government is doing this all the time, but it's also being done extensively by state governments as well. In this particular case, as many people are pointing out, we've seen this happening in local jurisdictions. You have local governments hitting homeowners with massive civil penalties for things like unapproved paint jobs or Halloween decorations. I mean, a lot of abuse is going on. As John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute said, let's not mince words. Civil asset forfeiture laws give police the green light to rob, to pilfer, to steal, to thieve, to swipe, to purloin, to filch, and to liberate American taxpayers of even more of their hard-earned valuables. And they typically, he doesn't say this, at least in this quote, but they typically will come after the poorest people. They, if you look at some of these jurisdictions, the police focus on low-value cars that are only maybe worth $1,000, $1,500. They'll steal them from poor people, and they'll say, well, you know, you can challenge that in court, so they're not going to give you a trial. And so you can sue us in court, but if you want to sue us in court, you have to pay $1,000 in court costs to even get in the document to argue with us. That is just theft, folks. Absolute theft. In this particular case, this guy had bought that Land Rover, not with drug proceeds. He wasn't a drug dealer. He bought it with life insurance proceeds that he got after his father died. And then he moved to Indiana to help his aunt rebuild her life. Sounds like a good guy. He says that he got addicted to opioids because he injured his foot. I can see how that would happen. After my wife's hip injury, everybody's pushing all these pharmaceutical pain meds on her. We knew enough to say no to the opioids, but then they pushed this other thing on her. She had terrible reaction to that. And we got off of that. But anyway, he said he got addicted to opioids after he was prescribed them for a foot injury. Then his addiction escalated. And then to support his habit, he began to sell drugs, opioids, and heroin. Then he sold it to an informant for the government. They arrested him. He sold the police a total of 4 grams of heroin for $385. And he pled guilty to that. And then they took his $42,000 Land Rover that he'd bought with insurance proceeds. And the maximum fine for that crime was supposed to be $10,000. Supreme Court just said 9-0, you can't do that. But that's not the only place where this is happening. It's not the only way they're doing this. Here's a case from South Carolina. This town has seized what is equivalent to $135 for each and every resident. They took $50,000 from people in 50 different traffic stops in just between 2014 and 2015. It is a racket. The war on drugs from the United Nations has turned many of our police departments into racketeers themselves. We'll be right back with Gerald Salenti.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go.
InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Of course, his website is trendsresearch.com, where you can find Trends Journal. I think you can get a complimentary copy of that to see what it is. And Gerald has been predicting trends for a very long time. You can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And of course, Gerald loves peace. He loves freedom. He can give you some idea of where things are going economically. And I think anybody that likes peace and freedom has got to be a bit concerned about what the trends are right now, Gerald. What do you think is happening with the markets? How is this going to play into the elections as we see, I don't know, how many is it now? We got 24 different Democrats now who are running. We got a lot of diversity there in terms of race and sex, but not much diversity in terms of policies. They all seem to be hard left communists, don't they?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's great having you back. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Being on with you. Yeah.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. Glad all's going well. On the economic front, you know, we had forecast back in September 2018 an economic 9/11. And that was based on the premise that the Fed was going to aggressively raise interest rates. And remember, they raised them 9 times since 2015, and they were scheduled to 3 or 4 more this year. Mm-hmm. And then as the stock markets started to slump and had their worst December since the Great Depression, On January 4th, the Fed chair Powell did a U-turn. So, well, we're going to be patient. We're concerned about where the markets are going. And then he doubled up on it the end of January. And now the Fed is coming out with, well, it looks like we're not going to raise interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see an economic 9/11 anymore. Actually, we see a Trump bump. We're going to see market growth and no recession. And the reason being is that they're going to not only not raise interest rates, but need be, they're going to start lowering them. You're already seeing, we just saw existing.
Yeah, because we've seen them raise interest rates 0.25% every single quarter right after President Trump got elected. He wasn't even, inaugurated as president. Right, immediately after the election, their first meeting, they raised him 0.25%, and they've done that every quarter since. But you're saying now you think that they're not only going to cap it, but they're going to pull back. What's that going to do to the markets?
Well, that's going to raise the markets because the markets are going to be in trouble without the tax breaks because they bought over $1 trillion worth of tax buyback, stock buybacks this last year. So they're going to, and you're going to see earnings start to go down because again, you know, the tax cuts helped earnings. So you're not going to see that. So they're going to lower rates if they're in trouble. And again, you're looking at existing home sales going down 3-year low. Just numbers just came out. It can't take a you're looking at it in Southern California in December. They had the worst drop since the panic of 08, down like 20%. You know, and so what we're looking at is they're going to lower interest rates. You know, we're taught in school and by politicians and the media that the president doesn't have power over the Federal Reserve. Yes, he does. And yes, he did. And I go
and
back.
We've seen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go back to listening to what Paul Volcker, the Fed chair under Reagan, had came out with a new book recently. And in that book, he wrote that he was brought into the White House by James Baker, the chief of staff, and Baker and Reagan and Volcker sat in the library, and Reagan didn't say a word. And Volcker, Baker said to Volcker, you have orders from the president not to raise interest rates before the election. And they didn't. Then you go back, look what just happened in India. They got rid of the Fed chair over there. They got an election coming up. They're lowering interest rates. Pat, you go back, David, and listen, going back to July, over and over and over, Trump attacked Powell and the Fed for raising interest rates. They're going crazy. They're loco. On and on. And all of a sudden, on January 4th, when they come out with very strong employment numbers, over 300,000 jobs created, the best year of wage growth since the panic of 08, and he comes out and says, we're going to be patient with interest rates. So what I'm saying is the president has power over Powell, and they're going to do as the president and the administration wants, and they're going to keep the economy strong in the run-up to the 2020 presidential reality show. And that's all it is. All you have to do is look at the cast of characters running. It's a reality show.
You're talking about India and the central bank there being more compliant. You know, there was just the story that came out in Italy in the last week or so. You had Salvini upping the rhetoric against the Italian central bank, saying, I'm not going to just change a few people at the top. I think we need to get rid of the entire institution. You need to turn that gold over to the Italian people. The Italian people should own that, not the bank. Is he serious about that, do you think? Or is he just using that to put pressure on them? You know, because this is a guy who's had to take them on, directly, and they've been pretty, direct in terms of their attacks on, Salvini and the Italian government there. And of course, you know, they're tied in with the entire, EU situation. So is he serious about that, or is he just really upping the political pressure and the rhetoric?
Well, the political pressure is going to be real because there's a real banking crisis right now going on in Italy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right on the cusp. This thing could really have a huge effect throughout the Eurozone. We believe that the election of Lega League and the five-star movement in Italy, the coalition, is the beginning of the end of the Eurozone. Mm-hmm. And you see what's going on over there in France with the yellow vests, the anti-European Union movements in Germany, in Austria, in Poland. We believe that this is going to be it's the beginning of the end. Because, as I'm saying, the United States is going to be able to prop up the equity markets and the real estate markets and the economy in general, but you're not going to be able to see that happen in Europe. I mentioned we're talking about interest rates. They raised them 9 times since 2015 in the U.S. When you go back to Europe, what do they have over there, David? Negative interest rates?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you lower them? What do you go? Negative, negative, negative?
Yeah, give away a car because they can't sell cars either. The cars are crashing everywhere as well. It's not just the real estate markets, but the car industry is really crashing worldwide as well. And it's not just in Western countries, but even in China, as you've pointed out many times, Chinese real estate market, but also Chinese car sales. I mean, what do they do? I mean, they don't really have that much to play with interest rates, but that's what they're going to try to do to try to stimulate the economy is lower the interest rates even further.
Well, again, you can't do it. You can't go negative, negative. But so what they're going to do is more quantitative easing. But that only helps to a small extent because, as we saw, you have quantitative easing in Europe. They dumped over $3 trillion. And by the way, buying corporate bonds, how about that, right? Yeah. But it didn't work. It's not working. So you're going to see a global recession trying to be averted. The Chinese are going to do everything they can to prop up their markets, but the United States is going to be in the best shape. However,
however, till we come back, because we've got to take a quick break. We're talking about the central bank fascism. Also, when we come back, we'll talk about the socialism in Central America. And is that going to lead to a U.S. intervention militarily there? I certainly hope not. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
if you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, TransResearch.com. Also, you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And, of course, he has Trends Journal, a great discussion of trends, economic and political, geopolitical. And I want to get back to his comment. We had to cut him off mid-comment to go to a commercial. Gerald, go ahead and finish your comment, and then I want to get into what's going on in Central America with Venezuela and then the creeping socialism creeping into our presidential race here as well. But your comments there as to what's happening in Europe, go ahead.
Yeah, well, again, you know, you're looking at a movement to against the elites, against the central banks, and against the multinational powers of globalization that have only enriched the very rich. Mm-hmm. So, as we were saying earlier, is that the new government in Italy is the beginning of the end of the Eurozone and the Euro group, because it really hasn't benefited the average person. It's only benefited the bigs. So you're going to also see that going into this election in 2020 in the United States. It's going to be a semblance of that, but not the real thing. In other
words, it's very, very fake. We see this concentration of power and wealth because of the centralization of globalization and everything. People are intuitively understand that. That's why we see the pushback, like you pointed out, in France and elsewhere. And what they're going to do, I think, is they're going to try to pivot that into socialism. And I think that's the way that, you know, you can't get past this concentration there. But instead of saying that the problem is globalization, they're going to say the problem is free markets and capitalism, right?
Yes. And what it is, it's not capitalism.
That's right.
It's, you mentioned it before, it's fascism. Mm-hmm. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. And the Democrats that are calling it, you know, going for the socialist push right now are the ones under Obama with the too big to fails, et cetera, and the greatest bailouts that we've ever seen in the history of the country that just helped the very bigs came under the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans started it going under the Bush administration, But Obama brought it to a whole different level. And yeah. Particularly when you look at, you know, the wealth from Obama's administration to the time he left office, it went to the 1%. So now they're claiming that they're going to go socialist when it's really just a fabrication, because as long as you have the Democratic parties established, it's just going to be more of the same with just a lot of hope and change you could believe in coming from, you know, different mouths.
That's right. There's a lot of demagoguery in the Democrat Party. They want to steer our anger towards people who happen to be rich and successful. I don't have a problem with people being rich and successful. I have a problem with people who are doing that because the government gave them that money because, as you point out, it's fascism or crony capitalism or whatever. You have to take a look at how these people got wealthy. I don't hate somebody simply because they're wealthy. As I've pointed out many times, the old story that I read when I was a kid in high school, a guy said, in Europe, I can't have a nice car like this. He had been successful. They were interviewing him for Business Week. He said, I can't have a car like this. Somebody will look at my nice car and they'll come along, they'll key it because they're envy or jealousy or whatever. But he goes, here in the United States, I have a nice car. Somebody looks at it and says, one day I'll have a car like that. And that's fine as long as your aspiration is to do that and you do it in the free market. But if you come to somebody like Ocasio-Cortez or to de Blasio or someone like that, and they give you a free handout to make you a billionaire, as we've seen Kirsten Gillibrand set up Hamdi Ulukaya with a special deal on a yogurt factory, and then they put him in charge. Michelle Obama comes along and says, oh, we're going to make all the school lunches your yogurt. That type of quote-unquote capitalism, that's not capitalism at all. And I have a problem with people who get rich that way.
Yeah, I'm the same with you. Everybody wants to get rich. Everybody doesn't want to make money. But
that's
again,
right.
The game is rigged. And that's it's not capitalism. Stop. Everybody should stop calling it capitalism. It cannot be clearer than fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. So going back to the elections, this is definitely going to be an election that is going to be one of socialists under the phony label of socialists fighting under the phony label of capitalists.
Yeah.
But it's not going. And by the way, of all the talk going on, not a peep coming out of the socialists' mouths about the wars going on. About stopping. The only matter of fact, only candidate that I have any respect for so far on the Democratic side is the woman from Hawaii,
Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard. Mm-hmm. Gabbard, is that the way you pronounce it? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. She's been really good on that issue, and that is one of the things that really concerns me, because we've seen Bernie Sanders. And all the old footage of him back in the 1980s, you know, he's going to the Soviet, he has his honeymoon in the Soviet Union, just like de Blasio did his honeymoon in Cuba and so forth. They love communism. They love socialism. And he went to Nicaragua and bragged about how wonderful that is. Now that it's collapsing, I'm concerned for a number of reasons. I don't want to see the U.S. government go down there and, you know, get involved militarily there. Let those people collapse. Let them be an example. They can take care of it themselves. As a matter of fact, they won't have a free country if they don't take care of it themselves. Right, Gerald? I'm sure that you don't want to see the U.S. government go down the path that Bolton and Pompeo are trying to push us down, right?
No, I mean, all they have is a track record of failure. This is going to be a success. I mean, you know, anybody in business, if you keep failing and failing and failing, you keep doing the same failing things. But again, when you talk about Bernie, you know, I'm going to give you free education, free healthcare, that two conditions, you get one free. You know, I used to look clowns like that in Coney Island. I know guys like that. Guy never worked a day in his life. You know, and what has he done? He was all in favor of Bill Clinton's destruction of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
He supported the sanctions that Clinton put on Iraq that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five.
Yeah. And it was worth it, right? Like Madeleine Albright said.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. he plays this anti-war clown. And he's not. He's a fraud. Mm-hmm. He's bringing F-35s he wants to bring into the Burlington Airport. You know,
yeah, and if we make the mistake, if we make the mistake of going into Venezuela, now they're also talking about Nicaragua because you had Daniel Ortega, who was voted out shortly after Bernie went down there. You know, 1985, he went down there. By 1990, they'd gotten rid of him. But you see the crony capitalism, you see the corruption, you see the gangsterism, the kleptocracy in both Venezuela and Nicaragua. You've got these guys, the Venezuelan rich kids who have billion-dollar trust funds in Europe, you know, stashed away in a Swiss bank. That's the kind of corruption that we always see with socialism. I don't want to give these people an alibi. You know, I don't want to say, well, we failed because the U.S., sent the military down here and started a military revolt here, and then we wind up with another Vietnam on our hands as well.
Again, and it's bigger than just socialism. I mean, then you go down to Honduras and then take a trip to Colombia, and you forget El Salvador. You know, it's corruption, it's violence, it's, and again, how are we going to fix it? We got our own problems here.
That's
so
right.
But it's going to be one of labels, and it's one going to be here. To sum it up, the 2020 election, go back to 1992. It's the economy, stupid. That was the phrase that the Clinton campaign used to focus on how to beat Bush and Perot. And that's what the 2020 election's going to be. All this other stuff is going to be side noise. That's why we're saying, going back to the beginning of the conversation, the Trump administration is going to do everything they can to make sure that we go into 2020 with a strong economy. Because on the one end, the people could complain about the things going on, but if there's jobs, if people are earning a living, if retail sales are going up, if people are satisfied with the economy, that's what the election's going to be on.
Absolutely right. I think we're also going to see so many people pushing this socialism, though, on that we're going to have to. I think also another slogan for 2020 is 2020 is going to be hindsight. We're going to have to go back and we're going to have to shine the light on all these 20th century failures. I mean, we still got North and South Korea. Can't they see the contrast between these two different countries? But of course, you point out we are knee deep in this country in fascism as well as socialism, that kind of a unique mixture that we have here in this country. TrendsResearch.com. You can find Gerald Celente's Trends Journal, a great source of information on geopolitics and the economy to help you navigate through these troubled times. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth. One of the most popular health trends on the planet, built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds. Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think Gerald is right. I think it is the economy. I think the election is going to turn on the economy. But we have to also understand that the mainstream media, Hollywood, the Democrat Party, all these people working together are trying to turn us very hard to the left. They're trying to spin the centralization of power and control that's been done by the globalists, done by global governance. They're trying to entrench that and say that all the centralization of economics and power is because we had freedom of choice, not because of globalism. It's because of capitalism. And I think in that regard, I think we need to oppose them head on. I think that that part of it, 2020, is really going to be about hindsight. So let's go back and take a look again at Bernie Sanders. We played some of his comments when he went to Nicaragua. Bernie Sandinista, back in 1985. And he was very excited about what he saw there. I thought it was great. He was the highest ranking. He's very proud of the fact that he was the highest ranking U.S. government official as mayor of Burlington, Vermont, to go to Nicaragua. And he just loved Daniel Ortega. He thought he'd done everything for the people. You know, it's really great what he's given them. And yet they gave him the heave-ho. The people there not too long after that. And now he's clawed his way back in. He's changed the rules so that he can stay maximum leader for a very long time. And we see massive corruption that is happening right now. He's now back in power, Daniel Ortega. So I guess Bernie Sandinista thinks that maybe, you know, it's time for him to get back in as well. This is what he had to say about food lines. He thinks that food lines are a good thing. Bernie Sanders.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Yeah, and then right after that, you can see the videos of people lining up for food in Venezuela. We've seen those videos. They're not getting any food in Venezuela. Same thing is happening down in Nicaragua. But that's okay because, you know, Bernie's got two homes. There's some of the people, this is today. This is reality. This is not Bernie's 1980s fantasy, island that he's on. But he's got two homes in Vermont. He's doing just fine. He's got a townhouse in Washington. He made more than $1 million in 2016 and 2017. His net worth is estimated to be $2 million, although it may be more. You know, his wife has done really well. With the university shenanigans that she's pulled. The two of them did their honeymoon in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, not the Russian Confederation, because they like communism. I doubt they would go back today, you know, because it's just not communist enough for them. Like I said before, only 30% of the people in Russia today support communism. They want Lenin out of the Red Square, the majority of people. And yet Bernie Sanders would probably like to throw Washington, any monuments to Washington out of Washington and put Lenin there in the center of that. This is where the Democrat Party is. Ocasio-Cortez has been reported. We got a story up on InfoWars. Swampy. Ocasio-Cortez reportedly used a PAC, a political action committee, to funnel cash to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, Riley Roberts, has, among other things, a House.gov email address. He has been designated as one of her staff, and so he's therefore drawing a salary from taxpayers. This was something that was put out by Luke Thompson, who is a Republican strategist. He put this out on Twitter. He said, per the House admin office, a family member can, in special circumstances, get a House.gov email address. Well, I don't know how special it's got to be. I mean, just look at the Iwan brothers, right? These are guys with no computer degrees. They were brought in at several times what the typical IT person was getting. As a matter of fact, they were getting more than many of the senior management people in the House because they had connections with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So what kind of connections does this guy have?
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about occasional cortex. She may have a wiener problem. You know, kind of like Huma Abedin and her husband, Wiener, Huma's close relationship, very close, with Hillary Clinton, that allowed her as a low-level, she had a low-level staff position, but she had access, just as the Chinese government did, to some of the highest classified information the U.S. government has, found its way onto Wiener's laptop, and now we've got Ocasio-Cortez's boyfriend, Riley Roberts. Not only does he have a House.gov email address, which is highly unusual, as Luke Thompson, a Republican strategist, pointed out, only, you know, in special circumstances, family members can get that, but Roberts isn't a family member. I mean, he's not even married like Wiener was married to Huma. And although AOC referred to him as her partner in November of last year, she omitted him from her mandatory candidate financial disclosures for 2017 and 2018. In other words, if she's going to treat him as a spouse, you know, they haven't been married, but she wants to say, well, he's my spouse anyway, my significant other or whatever. Well, if he's your significant other, then he's significant enough that he needs to be on the financial disclosures that you filed for 2017, 2018, except he wasn't. Significant in some ways, but not significant in other ways. Perhaps they've gotten married since, he said. But if so, if he is her spouse now, we should see his finances disclosed, along with hers, in her 2019 disclosure form that's due in May. But to be clear, AOC did not disclose his finances as a spouse during its campaign. So why not? Instead of asking her, the mainstream media defended her. That's the key thing here, right? They're not going to ask her for clarification or for any documentation, he pointed out. Instead of asking if she had been supplied with a badge and a pen, if he had been supplied, rather, appropriate to a congressional spouse, evidence of which her office should have been able to produce easily, AOC's worshipful stenographers in the press went into overdrive, witlessly repeating her talking points, writes Thompson. So they just produce cover for her, talking points for her. They don't get her on the phone and say, hey, you know, is this guy really your spouse? Did you forget to put him on the financial disclosure forms? What's going on here? No, they just push back on it. Former chair of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, said Friday that such an arrangement was, quote, inappropriate. He said it's totally naive and inappropriate. You wouldn't allow it in most companies, let alone in the House of Representatives. There should be real consequences, he said on Fox News. When I was in the House, my scheduler would forward my wife my schedule once a week, but you're not allowed unfettered access. And he isn't even her spouse. He said it should be referred to the Ethics Committee for further investigation. So that's the the issue. She's paying him as a marketing consultant. So far, he hasn't made nearly as much money as the Awan brothers. Debbie Wasserman Schultz thing. Whatever happened to that? Oh, of course, they just swept it under the carpet. They waited for it to disappear in the news cycle. You know, as soon as the next black politician blackface scandal comes out, everybody forgets about the Awan brothers. And we just move on to the next thing. They know they can get away with this kind of stuff. Never have a problem with it. Barack Obama, talking about funneling cash. Barack Obama has got that $500 million Obama library that's being built in Chicago, right? The library without any books, remember that? Michelle made sure that in the plans, they had a great big slope on it, because she said in the middle of Chicago, you want to have a place where the kids can go sledding. Well, I think they ought to call it the slippery slope of socialism. That would be a fitting monument to Obama. But a federal judge in Chicago ruled on Tuesday that a lawsuit aimed at scuttling the boondoggle, think about this, a half a billion with a B, $500 million monument to Barack Obama. And the people in Chicago, a lot of the people in Chicago are not happy with it. They're suing to stop it. A federal judge in Chicago ruled that the lawsuit to stop the construction of this giant pyramid to the pharaoh can be stopped. They dubbed it in the lawsuit, they dubbed it an ugly waste of taxpayer resources. Angry Chicagoans are suing. Judge John Robert Blakey denied the city's motion to dismiss it. It's filed by an organization called Protect Our Parks. They'd rather have a park than a giant monument to Barack Obama. Supporters of the project had hoped the court would grant a city motion to throw out the lawsuit by Protect Our Parks. Some fearing any drawn-out litigation might lead Obama to decide to build the Obama Presidential City Center somewhere other than his hometown. Oh, wait a minute. He's already building it somewhere other than his hometown. He's trying to build it in Chicago. So it's one of Chicago's home. I mean, even the official narrative that he put out, Hawaii or something, is his hometown. But more likely, it's some place in Kenya, where we don't exactly know. But he's talked many times about how he's from Kenya. He's has Kenyan relatives and so forth. I'm sure they would be happy to have a giant pyramid-like monument to Barack Obama. They'd love to have him spend $500 million in Kenya. Oh, wait, he's not spending it. He's depending on Chicago to provide that money for him, right? And of course, but they could have some air conditioning there, because he's gone to Africa and he's told people in Africa, y'all can't have air conditioning. We'd burn the planet down. Maybe, you know, they could all go inside the Obama library and cool off for a little while. Maybe that'd be allowed if they built it in his real hometown in Kenya. While originally slated to open in 2021, they haven't yet broken ground on the project due to the ongoing litigation. And now it is going to continue to go on. The people suing accused Chicago of illegally transferring parkland to the Obama Foundation. Now, I mean, seriously, Chicago with gangsterism, corruption, crooked politicians, transferring money? I mean, would anybody think something like that would happen in Chicago, especially with Rahm Emanuel running the place as mayor? You think they would have done something like that? Defendants have chosen to deal with it in a classic Chicago political way, to deceive and seemingly legitimize an illegal land grab, says the lawsuit. The City Council of Chicago approved the project in a 47-1 vote last May. And I imagine nobody has seen or heard from that one person who voted against it. It somehow disappeared. They were pouring concrete at the time. I don't know. With the Chicago Park District selling the land to the city for $1. So the Chicago Parks sell the land to the city. The city then gifts it to the Obama Foundation. Well, not exactly. They're paying for it. They're going to pay $10. The Obama Foundation, a private nonprofit, put that in air quotes, nonprofit, kind of like the Clinton Foundation, except maybe bigger. He's got a much bigger start than the Clintons did. But they are going to, the Obama Foundation will pay $10 to use that land for 99 years. That's 10 cents a year, about. That's a better deal than the Brits got from China when the Brits had guns pointed at the Chinese head and said, we want to lease Hong Kong for 99 years. This is an even better deal than they got. So who's holding the gun to whose head? They're in Chicago. Yeah, isn't it funny how these people, whether it's Chicago or Bernie's beloved Nicaragua, the Bernie Sandinistas or the Hugo Chavez people who supported Nicaragua. You know, it was money was flowing from Venezuela to support the bankrupt Daniel Ortega regime. And now, you know, it was fine because everybody was waiting in line for food, but, you know, they could get food. Now there is no food at the end of the line because eventually you not only run out of other people's money, you run out of other people's food as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about the police state. You know, we had that decision 9-0 from the Supreme Court saying they weren't going to allow local jurisdictions to impose excessive fines on people because of the Constitution. The majority opinion cited the Eighth Amendment. Clarence Thomas cited the 14th Amendment. But it is morally wrong. It is legally wrong, constitutionally wrong. And that's only part of it. In this particular case, again, the man who had his property confiscated, it was a $42,000 SUV Land Rover. He bought it with insurance money proceeds from a deceased relative. He moved to that area to help another relative. He got injured, addicted to opioids to support his habit. He began selling opioids and also getting heroin. He sold a small amount of drugs to an undercover agent, $385. And the maximum that he could have been fined under the state law was $10,000. But they said, we don't care about that. We don't care about the law. We don't need no stinking badges. We got the guns. We just take your SUV. $42,000 when the maximum penalty for $385 drug deal was $10,000. They went after him for $42,000. And the Supreme Court said unanimously no. And that's a very, I'm happy that it's moving in that particular direction. Again, the majority opinion by Ginsburg quoted the Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights, and so forth. You don't need to go there. We had that discussion when this country was formed. Go back to the Constitution. That's sufficient. We established, at the time of the Revolution, we established the fact that based on the Bill of Rights, based on the English Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta, we had the legal right and the moral right to overthrow that government, because the British government under the King at the time, King George III, that he was the real rebel. And George Washington was not rebelling against legitimate authority. George III was. But we have legal documents. I disagree with going back to other countries' documents or going beyond the Declaration of Independence. We have the original intent. The words say what the words mean. That should be sufficient. And it should be sufficient to stop the government at every level from confiscating property without convicting us of a crime, without even charging us with a crime. See, they've only addressed the excessive penalty part of it. You know, when we look at the way this is happening right now, I started talking about some of these pushbacks at the state level. South Carolina town has had so many traffic stops, police seize the equivalent of $135 for every resident that lives there. Police in Nichols took a total of $50,000 from people and 50 different traffic stops in 2014, 2015, so they're averaging about $1,000 a piece. And that's what I've said before. They're not going after big drug dealers. They're going after poor people who are then have to sue and pay for a lawyer to try to get their property back. Most of them don't have the resources to do it. That's why they go for the small theft the police departments do. Being encouraged to do that by Jeff Sessions' Justice Department. We got to bring that back. Got to do more of that. State House in, where is this? This is North Dakota. The State House in North Dakota passed a major rights bill that's outlaws DUI checkpoints, reports Free Thought Project. The police have been detaining everyone that they encounter without any probable cause. And thanks to a bipartisan group, people are starting to take their rights back from the police there. They're turning it into a police state. Now, this is good. I'm glad to see the Supreme Court in a bipartisan way, because the Supreme Court is a political entity. It's very, very political, if you haven't noticed. So it is a political entity. They had a bipartisan 9-0 vote, and I'm glad to see these people in North Dakota in the House, the lawmakers, just passed a bill that will prohibit law enforcement from holding unconstitutional checkpoints to catch drunk drivers. And we have seen here in Texas, they have these checkpoints, and they will do forced blood draws of people. They don't need to have any probable cause. Just do whatever they want. Highway robbery, steal your property, force you to have blood draws and so forth. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what we have seen, the links that the government will go to here. It is supported by both Republicans and Democrats, supported by the ACLU. People are getting tired of living in a police state. Here is Michigan. The Detroit Free Press says the state Senate there has passed a landmark bill to ban cops from stealing from innocent people. Again, this is civil asset forfeiture at the beginning of the process. So they've come up with a novel idea. We're not going to take people's property until they've been convicted. Oh, yeah. Where'd we hear that before? The Bill of Rights? We need to reclaim the idea that rights are ours from God. We have those rights because we're human beings, because we have value as human beings. We have life because we are human beings and we have value. And we have liberty and these other protections because we're human beings. And we protect those with government. When government becomes destructive of that, we need to alter or abolish that government. And that's what people are now doing at the state level. This is the appropriate way to do this. The problem originally began with the federal government. And then the federal government corrupted these local law enforcement agencies by giving them a big cut of what they steal from people without charging them and convicting them. And then the next logical step is to say, well, I'll just take whatever I want. The statute says $10,000, I'll take $42,000. No limits on their power. Glad to see that there are some limits that are being put on. But here's the way that this is beginning to roll out. As we start to win on that front, we're reminded yet again of how the big corporations are controlling the internet, controlling our speech on social media, and working, not just the internet companies, but working with the banks. We've got yet another conservative. This is a conservative performance artist, Martina Marcota. She has now been deplatformed by Chase Bank. Because if the bank doesn't like your politics, if the bank doesn't like our ability to defend ourselves with firearms under the Second Amendment, they say, well, if you are a gun retailer or if you're a gun manufacturer, we're going to shut your account down. We had PayPal and others shut down our ability. Many people who are conservatives or libertarians have seen this happen, where they've shut down our ability to do business. This is nothing but gangsterism. This is essentially the same type of thing that we're seeing here with the police. Just the raw abuse of power. Again, we create government to protect our rights, and it's about time we have the government start doing that. Because I don't want my property stolen by the government. I don't want, just as a Chase Bank should not be allowed to just confiscate the money that you've got in your account, they shouldn't be able to shut your entire business down either by shutting down your ability to accept payments. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got some people speaking out about 5G. One professor of biochemistry says it's the stupidest idea in the history of the world.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply,
This is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
We are about to roll out 5G in a big way. They're going to start it in a few major cities this spring. Any week now, we're going to be seeing it put in various cities. And then they're going to roll it out real big, broadly, next year. Adding to the voices of dissent, reports Waking Times, is Martin Paul, Ph.D., Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry, Basic Medical Science at Washington State University. He says, putting tens of millions of 5G antenna without a single biological test of safety has got to be about the stupidest idea anyone has ever had in the history of the world. Again, he is a Ph.D., Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry and Basic Medical Science from Washington State University. Now, the only thing that I disagree with him on is there has been a study that shows that, yes, there are effects, measurable effects, just as we've seen with other forms of cell phone radiation, except worse so far with that first test. But yeah, they're not doing very much in terms of testing. I mean, why bother? Because they've got immunity against harming anybody. The 1996 Telecommunications Act gave them immunity from any adverse health effects, just like 10 years before they gave immunity to the vaccine industry against any adverse health effects of their business. Why do they need that? Why do they need those two pieces of legislation? Because they know, and they knew then, that there were negative health effects. His report offers various explanations for why 5G is significantly more dangerous than earlier generations of wireless technology. He said 5G is particularly dangerous for various reasons. Number one, the extraordinary high numbers of antenna that are planned. They're going to be about every 50 feet. You're not going to be able to avoid it. The 1996 Telecommunications Act was set up to make sure that you could not object to the health effects of cell phone towers. So if they put it right next to a elementary school, which they did, and if you had a cancer cluster of children, which they did in New York State, you could not sue them for that. They would shut it down, which they did. The very high energy outputs that will be used to ensure penetration, and of course the very high frequency rates. This 5G is not going to fall in line along with the other, the previous ones, 2G, 3G, 4G. Those are roughly corresponded to, 2, 3, 4 gigahertz. These are going to be very high frequency, 30 gigahertz or so to up to 100 gigahertz. So it's qualitatively different. And it has more risk involved. We've already had measurable risk, as we point out, with the radiation. Various studies that were done throughout the world. The one that I've mentioned several times in Poland, 14-year study. About 28,000 military personnel a year. They looked at the increase in cancer risk. It went up by a factor of anywhere from 8 to 14, various different types of leukemia that they had. Studies that were done in Germany, in Australia, various other countries, Israel, in the 2002 to 2004 time frame, showing the same type of thing. And yet it's even higher with the one study that they've looked at with 5G. You have things like lower fertility rates, hormonal effects. But that's okay because those are mainly focused on men and we want to get rid of them anyway, right? And we don't want people to have children. We want to soft kill the population, starting with the men because they're the most dangerous to the globalists. You know, they'll do things like you see the yellow vests doing. When pushed and shoved, they'll sometimes push back if they aren't pacified. Also have neurological and neuropsychiatric effects, cellular DNA damage, and of course, like I mentioned, cancer. All these things are there. He said the 5G rollout is absolutely insane, and he's not the only one saying that. Another doctor, Dr. Martin Blank from Columbia University's Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics, said this. He said, we've created something that is harming us, and it's getting out of control. Before Edison's light bulb, there was very little electromagnetic radiation in our environment. Today, the levels are very many times higher than natural background levels, and they're growing rapidly because of all the new devices that emit this radiation. Putting it bluntly, they're damaging the living cells in our bodies and killing many of us prematurely. But they don't care. And they put in constructs there to keep you from protesting and from suing them and from stopping any of that. 1996. Bill Clinton signed that. 10 years before, the vaccine industry. And yet, now, what do we see? We got, as people are starting to understand that there are risks involved with vaccines, and pushing back on that, we now have, as Free Thought Project points out, measles hysteria throughout the United States. We've got now 100 bills being offered in 30 different states. Think about that. 100 bills. 100 different bills in 30 different states to mandate vaccines. As Free Thought Project points out, if you think a deadly epidemic is sweeping the nation and children are dropping dead en masse, nobody has died. You would think that this is something like Ebola if you look at the press reports. And I find it very interesting because these reports are popping up everywhere. As I said, we had the article in Austin and another one in Houston, and everybody got the message and they're all doing their job by saying, oh, look at this. We got a, you know, couple of dozen cases. 36 cases of measles were confirmed in Washington state. And so the governor there declared a state of emergency. Now, if the Democrats want to talk about a phony state of emergency, talk about this. I just played for you yesterday a little bit of a video that went back and collected clips from TV shows in the 1950s and 1960s. We didn't get into the 1970s. We just showed a little bit of it, you know. We got the Donna Reed show. Somebody gets measles. Don't worry, it's just measles, says the doctor father. It's nothing serious. We've all had measles. We know this is no big deal. Everybody had had measles back then. It's pretty hard to get people hysterical about that. But now, you can get people hysterical. They had media hype. They had panic. They had headlines, as they point out on Free Thought Project. For God's sake, vaccinate your children. Measles is on the rise. But telling the anti-vaxxers that they're stupid won't fix it. Yeah. But you know what? If your vaccines worked, .. what would that mean, right? If your vaccines gave you immunity, if they worked, you wouldn't care whether or not I had a vaccine, would you? All this herd immunity stuff is a bunch of nonsense. It's herd mentality. We should inform our readers here at the Free Thought Project. They say, disclaimer. Yeah, we're attorneys and so forth and writers, political scientists, but we are not doctors. However, as I point out, you have a right to make this decision, right? I'm not a doctor either. I read the literature. I make decisions about my health care, and I'm going to continue to make decisions about my health care and my family's health care. It's my body, my choice, as the Democrats love to say, but not people like Dr. Pan. This California senator who is pushing this everywhere. He sent a letter to the Attorney General of the United States. Stop this attack on our nation's health. Force people to get vaccinated. Well, Dr. Pan, you know, take the vaccine yourself. Give it to your kids. You won't have anything to worry about, right, if it works. They said there have been, according to the CDC, 127 confirmed cases of measles in the U.S. in 2019. However, in the last decade, there's only been a single death documented from measles. That occurred in 2015. They said more people die, listen to this, more people die from bee stings every year in the United States than have died from measles in the last two decades. That's what you should be worried about. Maybe you should be going out spraying glyphosate on all the beehives everywhere. No, we don't want to have... we don't want to have the bee population collapse. Everybody's freaking out about that. You know, the bees are dying. What is the, you know, is it some kind of nicotine-based pesticide or whatever? It's going to hit our food supply. They're worried about the bees dying. They're not worried about the adverse effects on our kids. But, of course, more people are dying every year from bee stings than have died in the last 20 years from measles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others,
are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just had a threatened teachers' strike throughout the state of West Virginia. Shut down. They had a strike last year, and in response, you had some state legislators come in and say, "We're going to put some funding in here for charter schools and private schools and so forth." And the teacher said, "Well, you do that, we're going to go on strike." Just hours after West Virginia teachers went on strike for the second time of the year, the state of House of Delegates voted 53-45 to indefinitely table an omnibus education bill that would have charter schools. And we have to understand, I've talked about this multiple times, Mark Hall did a great documentary on the pitfalls of charter schools. It can turn into a very nasty case of crony capitalism, of corruption. We have a massive network that is now going from memory, but I think last time I talked to Mark, it was over $700 million a year going to Fethullah Gulen and the Gulenists. They have these schools that masquerade as schools of science and math. A lot of investigations by the FBI into what they're doing, how they're using that money, pushing the Turkish culture. This is an individual who wants to be a worldwide, wants to have a worldwide caliphate, this imam. He's got thousands of schools throughout the world, many of them outside the United States, where you can't get a subsidy if you are expressly pushing a religion. Everywhere else, they are run as madrasas, pushing Islam. Here, they're a little bit more subtle about it. They have a lot of politicians on their junkets and so forth, taking trips to Turkish culture. You have schools here in Texas where they're teaching students the Turkish language. Why? Oh, because, you know, you need to know that. You don't need to know English and Spanish. You need to know Turkish. We should be very concerned about how charter schools are operating. And so this is a fight between the teachers' unions and charter schools. I am, however, all for educational choice. But I am not going to have my educational choice shut down based on whether or not I get subsidized by the government. As homeschooling is on the rise, as Fox News points out in Charlotte. People are concerned about public schools. They don't like what's happening in public schools, so they're not going the route, in many cases, of a private school or a charter school. They're doing it themselves. And you're going to be able to keep that freedom, I think, as long as you are A, politically active, and B, you don't demand money from the government. If you demand money from the government for your homeschool, that will be the end of it, quite frankly. They, along with that money, is going to come control. And what is that control going to look like? Scott here at InfoWars gave me an article from local paper talking about what the Austin Independent School District is doing with their new sex education plan, for example. Just released. They're going to update this. They're going to show, they're going to focus on gender identity, sexual orientation, how to use a condom, you know, starting on all this way before you're in high school. Oh no, we're going to go back to the third grade. That's what it's become now here in Texas. Of course, Austin is more like a California enclave than the rest of Texas, but you know, they don't really care. As I pointed out many times, starting in third grade, a couple of decades ago, it was Massachusetts that in third grade started teaching just heterosexual sex to kids, and a father goes there and says, I don't think that's appropriate for my kid. This is too young for them to be involved in this. I don't want them going to this class. Get out of here. You can't say, well, I have a kid here. I want to, nope. If you don't leave, we're going to have you arrested for trespassing in the school. You're not going to have any say-so about that. And that was upheld by a judge there in Massachusetts who said, when you drop your kid off at the school, you have abandoned them to the state. And we have this doctrine we have, in loco parentis, in place of the parents. Or, as I look at it, you got to be crazy. You got to be a loco parentis. You got to be a crazy parent to drop your kid off to these people. Because this is what they're doing here in Austin. Third grade, identify male and female external reproductive anatomy, and then immediately make sure we talk about sexual orientation. So we can say, yeah, here's your biology, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. And then this, identify trusted adults to talk to about sexual orientation. Not your parents. We'll tell you that you need to talk to us. You can't trust those parents. As a matter of fact, we're going to get rid of mother and father, the terms mother and father. I already started doing that in France, so we've got to get rid of that. And then the next thing, in third grade, demonstrate and promote dignity and respect for all people. Well, that's fine. We all want people to have dignity and respect, and we want to promote that for people. However, you and I both know that that is pushing transgenderism. If you say that it is binary and objective and biological, you are denounced as being hateful, as disrespecting people, because they imagine themselves in a particular way. I find it very interesting, you know, when I talked earlier about that case of Martina Navratilova, the L's and LGBT are fighting the T's now. Because so many men, it's become such a power trip. Feminism has become such a power trip that, you know, men want to be women, or they want to bow down to it. A good example of this is an op-ed piece that was put out by Don Cheadle and Mark Ruffalo, these Marvel superheroes. the Incredible Hulk and, I don't know what it, Don Cheadle, I know him, he was in Iron Man, I think, right? It's kind of the sidekick for Iron Man. But they put out an op-ed piece, they put it on The Hill, and they are now virtue signaling and cowering to the feminist agenda because, you know, that's where the power is going. That's where the matriarchy is going. And yet you've got people like Martina Navratilova saying there is a physiological difference between male and female. The different hormones mean that their muscles respond differently and so forth. You know, you can, with testosterone, you can build up the muscles better. And it's not fair for men who say that they are women to compete against us in sports. And so there's this competition that's going back and forth. And yet these guys know which way the wind is blowing. They know that Stan Lee is dead. They know that Disney now has this franchise. They're going to go full feminist power trip with it. And they want to be there. They want a career. They want to be able to work in this town. And so they put out an op-ed. They called themselves feminists. They're going to use their, quote, positions of privilege to support and learn from women leaders as they make history. And what they want to do is say, women can teach us how to protect the planet. I am so sick and tired of these actors, and I am so sick and tired of Disney and Marvel and the superhero transhumanism stuff. I am really fed up with this, this genre. And it's now become a gender genre. Climate change, they say, is among the most urgent crises of our new leaders face. No, it's not. No, it's not. From wildfires and hurricanes and droughts to cancer and asthma, everything, according to these hypocrites, these actors, can be blamed on dirty energy and climate change. Unfortunately, those already vulnerable, children, the elderly, those living in poverty, are the hardest hit, which takes us back to where we began the program today earlier, right? All the way back to National Lampoon. We've gone full circle. Our life has become a satire. Not a Babylon Bee satire even, but a National Lampoon, Harvard National Lampoon. The world is ending tomorrow. Women and minorities, hardest hit. Just like the headlines from this guy who in his perverse Nazi plans, he wants to kill everybody in the world. He wants a massive biological plague. He's trying to figure out how he can do it. He's not smart enough to figure out how to do that. But a massive biological plague. But he's going to start with some CNN anchors and some Democrat politicians, and that's all they talk about in the headlines. You know, end of the world, you know, this guy plots the end of humanity in a massive plague. Democrats and CNN, hardest hit. That's the absurdity. That's what these guys are pushing on us. Many indigenous cultures, say Mark Ruffalo and Don Cheadle, understand this. They understand that there's Mother Earth that is a nurturing, creative resilience. She grows from the bottom up. She propagates diversity. These are the people, maybe they should realize that, remember that movie, Mother, exclamation mark, pretty much single-handedly, killed that one career, killed a couple of careers, actually, you know, just, when you got something that's really bad, a bad politician or a bad movie, you put an exclamation mark behind it. Mother, exclamation mark. Jeb, exclamation mark. End of career, exclamation mark. But these guys are pandering to the feminists. We have the Paris Accord because of a fearless feminine leadership of the executive secretary who knows nothing about science. Don't push that too hard. You might create a stereotype that women don't know anything about science. Well, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off. For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant drink mix with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential.
Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the BrainForce Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need it. At home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.